My guest today, U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.
Later. All right, Don, got the recorder rolling, starting with the grains here. Looks like corn or wheat and corn both finished a bit higher, beans down slightly. A lot to talk about today, though. What did you see in the grains?
Well, you know, I think this week it was about the forum, the USDA Ag Forum. Thursday, Friday, it really told us what the acres are, what the yield is, what the government thinks the ending stocks are on corn and soybeans, and taking the corn acres down sharply, bean acres up sharply. But we'll see how that materializes going forward. To start out with. The end of the week, a very volatile week. You know, oil led the week to the upside. Bean oil, we did on Friday. Get an announcement that caused the markets really to shake up here on soybeans, that the Trump administration tariffs were ruled not legal by the Supreme Court. So that really sent a press to the market to the downside, although the government claims they have a plan B, so we'll see. So bottom line, technicals remain positive, continue to march up to the upside. It was really a flight to quality with the funds buying back short positions, buying back short in wheat and corn, adding to their longs this week in the soybeans and oil. But we do have some geopolitical things over the weekend we're going to watch, and that's the Iran situation in the Middle East. So the beat goes on as we're watching weather continuing to improve in South America, and their value is a buck under the U.S. Gulf on soybeans, Argentina corn, 20 cents cheaper. So this rally just put us out of world competition.
All right, checking cattle markets real quick. Live and feeders both closed lower, hogs up slightly here. Got a cattle on feed report today also. What's going on there, Don?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, a cattle on feed report coming out, expect that to be a positive. Total cattle on feed still down 1.5% versus a year ago. Marketing's very slow, 87% of a year ago, but one less marketing day, so they're really down about 5%. But we'll see. Still no cash trade here yet, but anticipating the cash to be firmer. But the packer just continues to lose money, losing about $350 a head. You know, so when does that end? The beef is moving slow. This is the slowest time of the year for beef demand, for the next 3 weeks. So looks like kind of a struggle there. How long will the packer lose money, I guess, is the question mark. Hog market, ended the week trying to come back strong with the trends turning back up again. It feels like seasonals just like we've been but don't break. So we'll see next week. It's going to be up to the demand side of the market on both the meats.
All right, good info. Thanks for that as always, Don. And how can people get a hold of you guys at U.S. Commodities if they need more help making sense of these markets?
Yeah, you bet. Always need help with that. You can reach us here at U.S. Commodities at 1-800-247-4071.
Perfect. Thanks for doing this, Don. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Safe travels.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. See you. That was U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.